It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's straight to Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. An hour from now? Oh, yes. Highly anticipated, the Big Four at 4. We bring you four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. Okay, so the last few days we've been talking about what's happening with Suns owner Robert Sarver, the Phoenix City Council, the vote that really didn't take place yesterday. They punted till next year. Apparently they didn't have the votes to give Sarver and the Suns the money, by the way, a lot of taxpayer money, to fix the arena. So is this a good deal for the Phoenix City Council? Is this a bad deal for taxpayers? Let's dig a little bit deeper and try and figure out, you know, why this might not be the best deal.
You know, we also had an election, and during that election, it was we don't really know who the Phoenix mayoral Phoenix mayor is yet. They have to do a runoff. But one person who's running for the Phoenix mayoral position, Kate Gallego, has released a statement, and she doesn't like this deal.
Right.
So let's talk to Ms. Gallego right now and find out why. Ms. Gallego, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for discussing this important topic.
So why do you oppose this deal? Do you not like the current deal as it's set up?
I do not. I think we have a lot of competing needs in our city. We need to invest in public safety. We need to find solutions to homelessness. And here we are putting millions and millions of dollars towards a sports arena. The public should have a chance to weigh in about whether they think that's the best use of limited resources.
But you can do things for homeless people and public safety and try and keep the Suns in Phoenix.
But we have limited resources. We can't do everything at once, and so we should talk to the community about what they value.
Are you worried that
my personal opinion?
Go ahead.
Is that sports teams like the Suns are among the most profitable enterprises in America, and that they should pay for their own scoreboard, kitchens, and seat cushions?
Okay, but what if it's infrastructure? Isn't that part of the Phoenix City Council's job to fix the arena?
The city council has already given approval for some limited upgrades like the plumbing, but this is much, much larger. This is looking at the whole seating. This is luxury upgrades. This is amenities. This is changing the concourses. This is a huge $200 million plus deal.
Okay. When we talked to Jason Rowley, the Suns president and CEO yesterday, he said it's about plumbing. It's about the cracks in the ceiling. It's about, like, you know, beer that is spilt on the ground and goes all the way down to, like, the basement of the building. He didn't mention anything about, give me a new big scoreboard, and we want a new court, and we want to do all, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do we not? Is that not? That is part of it. Is what you're telling us? Is that part of it?
I would encourage anyone who's interested to go to phoenix.gov. There is a list of upgrades. It doesn't have costs, which I think is one of the things that's missing from this discussion. But it includes VIP club space, renovated locker rooms.
Oh, practice facility,
lounges,
I think.
That's correct. The Suns, I think, will pay for their own practice facility.
Okay.
But
okay.
That's part of the deal as well. So this is extensive upgrades where you may not recognize Talking Stick Resort Arena when it's done.
Kate Gallego.
Look, I bet you have listeners out there who would love to have a great new keg room upgraded at taxpayer expense. We should just have a conversation about whether that's the right use of taxpayer dollars or if the Suns, which get to sell the beer, should be upgrading their own keg room.
Kate Gallego is the Phoenix mayoral candidate. You were a city council person for a number of years. The thing I don't understand is what happened yesterday. Why would you delay a vote when you didn't have the votes in the first place and the public, almost 70% of people polled, are dead set against this? What is there? Why put off the vote? Why did they put off the vote instead of moving forward saying, hey, look, we're not going to do this? I just don't understand what's going to happen in a month.
So three council members, including the acting mayor, called for additional public meetings. And then Councilman Michael Nowakowski called for even more meetings.
Right. But we already know what the public feels about this. That's what I don't. Overwhelmingly, the public doesn't want this. So wouldn't the Phoenix City Council already kind of sort of know the temperature of the room?
I think they should get their chance to make the case to the public. Some people have argued that the public doesn't understand what's happening, and so let's get the facts out there and have a real debate. My mind is made up. I don't think this is the best use of limited public dollars, but it's really worthwhile to have that conversation. Transparency is important, so I do want to applaud them for talking to the public about what this entails.
Kate Gallego is joining us, Phoenix mayoral candidate. So what is it, $150 million is in taxpayer money, $80 million is what Sarver would pay. Is that correct?
That's just initial, and then there's some additional regular payments every year for arena maintenance. So it's quite a large deal.
Okay. What deal would be good for you? What deal would you say, hey, that's a little bit better? Should we flip it? Should it be $80 million to taxpayers and $150 million to Sarver? Is that something that you would then support?
I would really like to see private financing. There have been some great teams win championships in privately financed arenas. The Suns should get the chance to bet on their own product on the court. If they believe they have the right team, they should be able to take all the risk and make all of the profit. There's just limited things that government can do, and I don't think this is our area of expertise.
So if you were to be elected mayor, would you be willing to have that hard conversation with either the owner or management and say, okay, we can't make this work, go out and find another city or another state?
I would love to see the Suns continue to thrive in downtown Phoenix, as would the Suns. And I'm happy to be there. If there's investors who want to hear from the mayor and say, yes, I think you should put your money into this. We want the Suns to stay in downtown Phoenix, but with private financing.
Okay. I mean, and that's fair. I mean, you know.
Have you heard that Sarver told a city council person, we'll move the team if we don't get our deal? That's being reported. Have you heard that from inside the Phoenix City Council?
I have not. I've read the same reports that others have, but I don't have firsthand knowledge.
Would it surprise you if Robert Sarver has used that as leverage?
I'm sure he's using every negotiating tool he has. You know, if he can get millions of dollars in taxpayer funds, I'd expect him to go after it. But I'm hopeful the city council will send a message that we support the Suns, but not with taxpayer dollars.
See, that's why I was surprised they voted to put off and delay the vote. I would have thought they would have said, well, we don't have the votes, it's not going to happen. But instead, they've decided to, I just don't know what they're going to do in another month. You know, you say have public discussions, open it up. To me, it's pretty darn simple. There's a poll that says 70% don't want it.
Right.
The Phoenix City Council doesn't want it. There's no real, hey, we have to convince people here.
Yeah, but then you have
to. The public and the city council don't want the same thing.
Okay, so what would, I mean, if the Suns left downtown Phoenix, Kate Gallego's joining us, Phoenix mayoral candidate. The Suns leave downtown Phoenix, what does downtown Phoenix look like? It hurts, doesn't it?
We have a great downtown Phoenix with wonderful education institutions, great businesses and restaurants. Downtown Phoenix is a wonderful place to be and will be with or without the Suns, but we do want the Suns to stay. Just we need their ownership group to step up and invest in the building. Some people have pointed to models where other teams like the Chicago Cubs have ownership of the facility and they sell shares to fans who want to invest. Wouldn't it be great if the Suns are put in a strong product on the floor and people in the community come up and support this arena?
I would if they put a strong team on the floor. They have to first.
In a decade.
That'd be nice.
What do you say to some of the people that say about you, well, she's running for office. She's trying to be the next mayor of Phoenix. Of course she's going to go out and take the taxpayer side by saying, yeah, don't worry, we're not going to make you pay taxes on a Suns arena. And some people say you're just doing it to try and get elected.
Well, if elected officials represent the people in their communities, that's good news. If I am out there and I win because I believe the same thing as the people of Phoenix, I think that's a success story. I do think that my record of fiscal responsibility in this area is one of the reasons I was the top vote getter in the November 6th election. But the exciting opportunity is we have an election in 3 months. And so if the council doesn't move forward, the voters will get an ability to weigh in.
All right, Kate Gallego, Phoenix mayoral candidate. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.